This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is our co-host on the program. Please welcome to his microphone, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad to be with you. And let's reacquaint our audience. I just love that look of your website, New Beginnings, and we partner with Joe McKenzie for Ripple Connects. Tell us about your company.
Ripple Connects is the company that I founded 5 years ago based upon this ripple effect networking model that I was teaching to the laid off Ford workers at the Highland plant about 10 years ago. And my mentor encouraged me to develop a tool. And what I really did was I developed a process for them to move their job search outward in a ripple effect fashion, but with actionable steps for them to do that. And they started uncovering their transferable skills. They were able to uncover opportunities in the hidden job market, and that it took off from there, Freddie. And that's what I've been doing ever since, and enjoy helping people to recalibrate, retool, and reinvent their careers. And it's easier said than done, Freddie. But with Ripple Connects and our services, we make them more comfortable talking about their accomplishments. We make them more comfortable re-engaging with the people that they know that uncover opportunities for them. Freddie, careers are important parts of our lives, and I want everybody that I work with to thrive. And these methods are designed to do that.
All right. How can our audience get in contact with you beyond the website?
Well, they can call me directly at 763-438-1621. That's 763-438-1621. I'll be glad to be a resource today. I return everybody's call because it's the right thing to do. If you have a question, you want a little more insight on some methods or resources, certainly feel free to reach out.
All right. And this week we want to talk about spring being a time for new beginnings, which includes your career.
That's right.
So it's certainly been a long winter.
It really has, Freddie. I think we're going to really connect with the audience today because, you know, it's been a long winter and spring is upon us.
I got an email from Chris Schaefer. He says we're embarking upon winter because it never quits snowing. So with that as a backdrop, spring is a time for renewal. How does this relate to somebody's career?
Well, obviously being a long winter, really there's a lot of people that are not thriving today in their careers. They feel that they're in the winter of their careers in reality. And spring is a time for new beginnings. You know, we see the buds, we see the flowers, we see the optimism of the season as we look forward to warmer weather in Minnesota. And I think we can apply that to our careers, especially, Freddie, for people that have been in situations that are in negative work situations. It might be a boss, a supervisor that's not really allowing you to grow. You may be in an industry where you don't see that industry going in the right direction. Freddie, it could be a lot of different things that are affecting us that I want to bring some actionable steps in part one and two next week on how someone can really find that new beginnings as spring is upon us. So again, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I want everybody to thrive in their careers, Freddie, and I've got some steps to do that.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie. We're talking about spring being a time for new beginnings, which includes your career. So why is it important, Joe McKenzie, for everyone to experience ongoing professional growth in their careers, especially at this time of the year?
Everybody should be able to experience career growth. We have such a diverse, thriving job market, labor market in the Twin Cities. We have so much going for us in way of medical device, manufacturing, just IT, the thriving nonprofit and academia and healthcare systems. There's just so much diversity in our industry sectors here, Freddie, that I think everybody should be able to be in a position to thrive. And when we thrive, we're happier. When we thrive, we can see ourselves growing. We remain healthier and have a healthier outlook. And that is important for all of us, because conversely, if we don't have that, Freddie, it's tough. It's tough to be engaged, to be in our communities, raising our families. We're stressed. Stress is a really bad thing to have in a career, but a good stress, getting out of our comfort zone stress is not a bad thing. It's the bad stress when we don't see a positive outcome. So that's why I want to dedicate 2 weeks to two segments to this type of approach.
Interesting. So when you talk about getting the stress out and good stress and bad stress, how do you know which one that you're in?
Well, I think if you are not looking forward and you cannot see a future in this position, I think that's that bad stress creeping in. It's when you have a bit of that uncomfortable stress, but you feel that you're gaining traction, you're moving towards a goal. It could be career growth as a goal, or a promotion, or a new opportunity to go somewhere else to have more responsibilities. That's the different type of stress. We've both been there in our careers. We know when we can't wait to get to work in the morning because we're growing. There's some uncertainty because it's new for us, but it still drives us to be successful because we see us growing. We see us moving forward. Conversely, when we know that it's could be a negative outcome, that stress really creeps in. We start losing sleep. That stress level of blood pressure, all the health effects start to creep in. I don't want that to happen, especially in such a strong labor market as the Twin Cities, that there is opportunities out there for us.
Exactly. And so thanks for outlining those two different kinds of stress. So you mentioned some initial steps, some actionable things that our job seekers, our listeners can do this weekend or even in their next several days. What are some of those initial steps that someone can take right now to begin that process of spring renewal through their professional growth?
Obviously, you want to start looking forward. So planting those seeds. And, you know, much like spring, we know that those flowers and those vegetables are going to grow. We need to plant seeds with ourselves and where we want to go. We need to plant seeds with the people that know us. We cannot go forward alone. We need those advocates, that bench of advocates. So consider planting seeds with those meaningful connections in your life, because you don't know if an advertised or unadvertised job could come your way. That would be one of the first things that I would start doing this weekend, start planting those seeds, and start anticipating growth. If you haven't had growth ready, I would look to take the control of the situation, look for seminars or workshops or online certifications or classes or community ed classes. Take control of that situation and anticipate that personal and professional growth starting now and into the summer. And that is something we can look online today on what class that we might want to attend or workshop. I know I attended the University of St. Thomas Nonprofit Management Program. It was a one-day program that I took time out of my day to go to. And that did help me to understand where I could go in the nonprofit. And this was a few years before I actually entered the nonprofit. So anticipate that growth as we move through the summer and we start harvesting some of those skills that we learn in these classes or workshops or one-day types of activities. That is something we can start thinking about today. How are we going to anticipate our own professional growth without waiting for someone at our company or someone else to tap us on the shoulder? It's up to us. It's up. Don't wait. Don't wait for someone to tell you you're ready. Go out and show them. And that is one of the ways, is engage and strive for that professional growth on your own terms.
Great. And so as we look at the backdrop of what we can do to advance our personal careers, what do you plan to cover in part two of this series next week?
Well, obviously, with growth and planting seeds, we do need to make sure that if there's obstacles in our way, that we pull back that winter covering that could be holding us back. And I do want to go into that a little bit, because if that's still in our way, that may hinder us from realizing that growth and planting those seeds. So I do want to talk about that next week in part 2.
All right. And let's remind our listeners of where they can find you online and other places.
Well, rippleconnects.com is my website. And Freddie, you had mentioned that at the beginning of our program here. That's going to give the listeners a better idea of who I am. There's a founder's page on there, so you get a better idea of who I am and also what other people say about how I've impacted their lives. And I think that is very important, because I help everybody on an individual basis. And that's going to give everybody a better idea how I can help them reinvent, recalibrate, and retool their careers.
You do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
We certainly do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
Woo, woo, woo.
Enjoy a delicious home-cooked breakfast or lunch away from the kitchen at Milda's Cafe, now open 7 days a week. Milda's Cafe has been cooking up family favorites since 1964. Grab a coffee and sit down for a delicious Philly scramble, house-made rolls, or Denver omelet. Stop in for lunch where you'll find authentic Finnish pasties every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Open weekdays 6 to 3, weekends 8 to 2. Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As New Beginnings continues this weekend, let's talk a little bit about your health. Medicare beneficiaries won't have to be concerned about paying for physical, speech, or occupational therapy when annual costs go over $2,010. Now, that's because Congress is repealing the caps on those services as a part of the budget deal that the president signed just a few weeks ago. Patients who require intensive therapy while recovering from injuries or illnesses have faced caps on what Medicare would reimburse. Congress has historically passed a series of automatic exceptions for those reimbursement limits, allowing Medicare to pay for treatments deemed medically necessary. But that was never a certainty, leaving beneficiaries who reached the $2,010 therapy cap worried that they might miss needed treatments. Well, that repeal ends that fear. Many of those patients who are in that gap will now be protected from an arbitrary limit on how much Medicare will pay. The new budget deal also has good news for Medicare Part D beneficiaries. It closes a coverage gap for prescription drugs and the so-called donut hole a year early. Part D users pay more out of pocket for their medicines once the total cost of these drugs reaches a certain threshold. Beginning in 2019, they will pay 25% of all their prescription drug costs from the time they enter the donut hole until they reach the catastrophic level. It's important to share this update with you because we're concerned about your health on New Beginnings. And as we continue talking about your health, let's talk about walking prescriptions. They say, and you know how they are, that a walk is a proven way to treat a lot of different things that can impact our bodies, but not everybody should take the same path. The experts also say that high blood pressure can be impacted, and here's how it helps. It can lower blood pressure, according to a 2010 survey of 27 trials on the topic. A 2016 report by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute found that walking reduces your risk of coronary artery disease. Here's a prescription. Try to walk about 2 miles a day at a pace of about 3 to 4.5 miles an hour, and that will help you to lower your blood pressure and cholesterol, that according to the doctors. We're talking about the benefits of walking. It also impacts arthritis. 5 to 30 minutes of walking can really help you with regard to making sure that your joints and your muscles are strong. It helps you to shed pounds and reduces joint stiffness. In a 2015 review of 54 studies, researchers concluded that walking, like other exercise, was as effective as an anti-inflammatory drug for pain relief. Here's a prescription. The doctors recommend starting with 5 minutes of walking and building up to a total of 30 minutes per day at once or in separate walks for 5 days a week. Now, if the pain was worse 2 hours after the walk than it was before you started walking, take a less intensive walk the next time. We're talking about how walking can cure a lot of different things that can impact our bodies. We've looked at high blood pressure. We looked at arthritis. How about depression? They say that if you walk fast, it helps. It increases the production of serotonin, dopamine, and other brain chemicals that lift your mood. Here's what you do. Start with 10 minutes of strolling, then walk briskly to 75% of your maximum effort, a pace that makes talking difficult, and then keep that up for 2 or 3 minutes, then resume a strolling pace. Repeat these intervals for 20 to 30 minutes. How about insomnia? Yes, walking helps cure insomnia. Morning walks expose your body to essential early daylight. Bright light inhibits the body's secretion of melatonin, our natural sleep agent. When you block melatonin in the morning by walking outside, it then bounces back later in the day, helping to promote sleep. Late afternoon walks can also help, as we sleep best when our bodies are in a cool-down mode. Here's a prescription. In the morning or the late afternoon, aim for a 15 to 30-minute walk. It's best if you can walk daily. Walk at a comfortable pace and finish your walk at least 3 hours before bedtime. Now, be patient. There's some evidence that suggests that it can take a couple of weeks to get the full sleep benefit of exercise, so don't be disappointed if you're not experiencing an immediate effect. And how about type 2 diabetes? Walking can help. It provides better blood sugar control, especially as we get older and become more resistant to insulin. The benefits are pretty immediate, according to the experts. Walking after eating sweets can prevent a blood sugar spike. Here's a prescription. Walk for 15 minutes at an easy pace, maybe about 3 miles an hour or so, about a half an hour after breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The research says that short post-meal walks 3 times a day were as effective as one 45-minute walk in improving blood sugar control over 24 hours. If you've been sedentary and haven't walked for a while, start out with a 5 or 10-minute walk after each meal. And because people with diabetes can develop foot infections due to reduced blood flow to the feet, it's important to get properly fitted with walking shoes, and your podiatrist can help you. Just giving you some ideas, some walking prescriptions to a better health. And the bottom line here is if you can walk anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes a day, that will really help you to be a healthier you. This is New Beginnings, and we continue with more great information right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
This time of year, I enjoy watching birds hop around in the fresh grass looking for worms, seeds, and other delights. I get enthusiastic about that. That's our point of focus, enthusiasm. I get a sense of enthusiasm when I see squirrels bounce excitedly from tree to tree or seeing a young dog run across an open field. These shows of natural enthusiasm remind me of life's simple joys. Although I may have more concerns than a bird, a squirrel, or a young dog, I can still greet each day with enthusiasm and an eagerness to appreciate life in every way possible. You can do it too. If you begin your day with a thought of gratitude, you open the door to a life filled with good and enthusiasm. Look forward to what each day holds, knowing that your enthusiasm will only increase. With this thought in mind, you can be enthusiastic about what lies ahead for the day. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you, embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way. How it
all With spring, it's car wash season. Thank goodness for the Luther Advantage program from Rudy Luther Toyota. Not only do I save 10 cents off per gallon of gas at holiday station stores, but I also get big discounts on car washes. And with free 2 years of maintenance with every new Toyota purchased, I can get my oil change and spring service done with the best service and maintenance department at Rudy Luther Toyota. Clear your spring checklist with great service from Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169.
Hi, this is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design, and I'd like you to tune in to a new program, Drink in the Style. Sundays at 5 p.m., Drink in the Style is going to be a one-hour conversation about interior design and aesthetics, all while enjoying a cocktail created by a local mixologist. Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m., brought to you by Habitation Furnishing and Design.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 57, tonight clear with a low around 36, Sunday sunny with a high around 69, and Monday partly sunny with a high around 81. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking dishes, the Great Wall Restaurant has been providing a delicious taste experience of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. And they have takeout available too. The Great Wall Restaurant's located just north of 50th and France. Details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Welcome to the weekend. I'm Freddie Bell. I'm so excited for the weekends because we get a chance to connect in a very, very direct way each and every weekend right here on New Beginnings. And with me is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thanks for having me, Freddie.
I'm excited to be with you. And how can we find you once this program is over?
952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com.
All right. Let's talk about identity. And from what angle are you looking at identity, Kelly?
Well, last week I was talking about the reticular activating system and about how that sort of allows our eyes to align our physical world with what we believe to be true about our inner world. And when we think of identity, there's so many different facets of identity, and I'm seeing a lot of clients right now who are kind of having an identity crisis. So if you think of all the different roles that you are or I am, you know, I'm a Minnesotan, I like German soccer, I am an American, I am whatever religious affiliation, I am whatever political affiliation, I am a mother, a wife, a sister, I am all these things, I am a pet owner. And each one of them really is a different personification depending on what hat I am wearing. And I think it's really important to understand that and allow ourselves to dive into discovering who we really are underneath all of the personifications, because those can change. What if I move to Iowa? I'm no longer a Minnesotan. I'm an Iwegian. So what happens then? Do I have a identity crisis because I've changed states? Or is there a deeper underlying truth of who I am? And this is really, really important to understand because, say, for instance, you receive a lot of gratification, a lot of identity through being a mother or a father, whichever. Mm-hmm. And so what happens when your kids leave then? What if you have so wrapped yourself up in the identity of mothering that you are no longer able to separate who you are once your children leave? And for some people, it's really almost like losing a part of their lives when things like that happen. And so it's important to understand that you can always, that identity is truly an ongoing, lifelong process, and we are meant to constantly be rediscovering new things about ourselves, deeper meaning, and really diving into the inner depths of who we are. So no matter what our circumstances are, no matter what changes, we still have a fundamental belief of the truth that we are capable, that we are strong, that we are independent, that we are connected, that we are loved, and any other of those truth statements that are so beneficial for us in our everyday lives.
So if you were to give us a prescription for this afternoon to take with us, what would you say?
I would ask you the question, who are you beyond your personifications, beyond your personalities? Figure out who you are.
All right. This is Kelly Von Hanekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. I'm Freddie Bell, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. As New Beginnings continues, I'm Freddie Bell. Let's talk about your finances. Last week when we were together, we were talking about how to give your money away, because at some point we have to start downsizing, and we want to make sure that if we're giving money to different organizations or even to our family, that we do it in the right way and the most smart way. Last week we talked about giving money to your grandchildren for a college education. We also talked about how you can set up a charitable foundation, even though you're not Bill Gates. And let's talk now about the needs of your children and how you can accommodate those particular needs. You can divide evenly, but when you do this, you need to put it in writing. Sometimes there are good reasons for not leaving each of your children an equal inheritance. Perhaps one child received more of your help during your lifetime. Maybe one of your children has special needs and requires a trust to support them. Or you could have a much younger child who will need more financial assistance for such things as education. Whatever your reasons for dividing your estate unequally, it's your decision. It's also your decision as to whether you want to discuss your thinking with your children. There are some people who talk to their kids about it and some who don't want to debate with their children. And all of that's okay, but no matter how and why you make a division of assets, you can't prevent dissatisfaction among your children. You can, however, try to minimize the damage after you're done. And here's how you do it. If you don't want to explain unequal bequests while you're alive, it's suggested that you consider leaving behind a letter explaining your motivations. Otherwise, it's more likely that you'll be seen either as being unfair or having loved one child more than the other. To reduce the chance of an ugly battle over the will's terms and validity, the additional thing you can do is insert a no contest clause in the will, one that says essentially, if you challenge this, you'll get nothing. We're talking about how to downsize financially and to make sure that your money, your hard-earned money, goes where it needs to go. The next idea is that you want the next generation to enjoy the family vacation home. Maybe you have a second home. Here's what you do. Establish a company. First off, don't assume that your children want the memory-filled house by the lake. Ask. If none want it, that's it. Sell when the time is right for you. If just one doesn't want it, but the other children do, consider leaving that child an asset comparable in value to what the other one gets. For the kids who take on vacation homes, your goal is to work it out in advance all the issues that could arise after the transfer. It's recommended that you achieve this by transferring the house to a limited liability company and giving shares in it to the kids. Spell out your children's rights and responsibilities in the LLC's operating agreement, including how maintenance expenses will be shared and when different families can use the property. Most importantly, if someone wants to share his or her share, the LLC agreement should provide a way to pursue this, typically at a price less than the person's share of the property's full value. Here's how you do it. Hire a lawyer, because setting up an LLC of this type and creating and writing an operating agreement can be complicated. But here's a tip. Define the universe of eligible owners as lineal descendants and not spouses. That prevents a divorce from creating an ownership battle. We're talking about ways that you can divvy up your money to give it away, and at some time, because downsizing will be an important aspect of our lives. Maybe you want to share money that's being held in an IRA. The solution, according to the experts, is to do it now or get charitable at 70 and a half years old. It's your money. You can take whatever you wish from an IRA once you reach 59 and a half. The issue is mostly taxes. A large withdrawal could push you into a higher tax bracket, increase the taxes on your Social Security payments, and also boost your Medicare premiums. If you give money from a traditional IRA distribution to your children, or anyone else for that matter, you'll have to pay income taxes on what you pulled out, just as if you would if you kept the money. Beginning this year, you can give up to $15,000 or $30,000 if you're married to a person in a year without having to tell the IRS. And above that, you'll need to file a gift tax return, though you won't have to pay any taxes on that gift right now. The total lifetime tax exemption for your estate and gifts is $11.2 million per individual, so the odds are that the IRS won't ever collect. What about giving IRA money to charity? Well, if you're 70 and a half years old, you can transfer up to $100,000 per person per year directly from a traditional IRA to a public charity you want to support. And that money is completely excluded from income taxes. Now, even better, it's still considered part of our overall minimum mandatory withdrawal for the year. You won't even have to itemize your deductions to gain the tax benefits, since the funds come out of your IRA without any tax consequence. Here's how you do it. contact your IRA provider and get a copy of this charitable distribution form. You'll provide the name of one or more charities to which you wish to donate, and your IRA provider will send a check directly to that charity. There are a couple of caveats. You can't do this with a 401k required minimum distribution, and you don't want to get any tax benefit donating money from the Roth IRA, since Roth distributions aren't subject to federal taxes in the first place. And then finally, maybe you want to pass along wealth made via your stocks or your mutual funds. Well, here's the solution. Give the shares to family members during their low-income years. Your heirs will get a break from the IRS if they inherit your stock upon your death. The profit they'll be taxed on when they sell those shares will be calculated based on their value when you died, not the probably lower price you paid for them. But what if you think the stock's value has peaked or your family could use the money right now? You could sell that stock, but then you'd pay capital gains tax on the profits, which could be large if the investment is old or has done especially well. Instead, you could give those shares to your children. That person would not owe capital gains tax when selling the shares. Also, you could transfer shares you've held for 1 year or more to charity. This maximizes both the size of the gift and your tax benefit. For example, let's assume that you're in the 22% tax bracket, earning a maximum of about $82,000 a year if you're single, or $165,000 if you're married, and you have $20,000 worth of stock you bought years ago for $5,000. If you sell that stock and after calculating your tax bill, donate the net proceeds to charity, the nonprofit will get about $17,750 and you'll owe the IRS $2,250. But if you simply give the shares, the charity will get the full $20,000 and you'll cut your tax bill by a cool $2,250. Make sense? Here's how you do it. Contact your brokerage firm to find out what steps it requires to give your stocks to a charity or another person. Usually you need to fill out a transfer form with your account number and the recipient's brokerage and account number, which you'll have to track down on your own. And finally, make sure that the charity knows your gift is on the way so it credits you properly for your contribution. We've been trying to help you to downsize because eventually we're all going to have to do it, especially when it comes to our incomes. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginning, the financial portion of our show, and our show continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
This spring, the early bird gets more than the worm. They'll also get triple savings from Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. That's right, you can triple your savings in April when you purchase a new furnace and air conditioner. Go for the HVAC hat trick by saving up to $900 three times. Take advantage of utility rebates, manufacturer rebates, and April savings. April is the only month Standard Heating is offering the HVAC hat trick triple savings, so don't wait. Details at standardheatingdeals.com. Some restrictions apply. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at Victor's1959Cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
We look at this world and all that we are told by others, and I won't pick on the media, but all the communication that brings forth to us differences, difficulties, violence, problems. And I think Charles might say, are you lost in that tomb of negativity? Are you willing to come forth from that tomb? Claim your truth, claim your power, claim what is possible for the true human being created by a loving God. To grasp that power, to question yourself, as I did myself, what is my conviction? What is the foundation on which I stand? Is God good? Is God true? Is God an ever-present help in time of need? And so on this Easter Sunday, if the story of Jesus' resurrection, walking out of the tomb as you see pictured on your bulletin, seems like a distant story beyond your recognition, you don't have any feeling of connection with it, I encourage you, take some time, spend some time in quiet. Ask yourself, is there any tomb of negativity, fear, or doubt in which I find myself? And how can I walk out of that tomb? What do I believe is the greater power, death or life? Fear or courage, and an ending or an opportunity. Jesus walked this earth to demonstrate to people the God-given power within them. He made the ultimate demonstration, as the Fillmores called it. He rose from the dead. I don't know about you. I don't plan on rising from the dead this afternoon. But I do plan on rising again and again from doubt, from inner questioning, from fear, and rising to the power that is within me, that is within you, for we are all God's children. God's creation. And there is a power in unity with Christ. I realize I am resurrected into the life, light, and power of God. I began with a poet, and I'll conclude with a beautiful line by the extraordinary poet, Dr. Maya Angelou. I had the pleasure of hearing her speak several times at Unity Temple in Kansas City, the founding congregation's church. And she would come in and speak to a packed house, bigger than our Easter congregation. People standing in the lobby, people at the doors begging to come in when there was literally no more room. And she shared one of her well-known poems, of which I will only quote one stanza. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I'll rise. Let us now go into a time of silence and introspection and considering, what is this hope springing high within me? What is the power I can count on to to lead me out of any tomb, bondage of fear, doubt. So I invite you to close your eyes and to just relax. Let these words enter your soul and lead you into a new realization, a renewal of mind and heart. We enter the silence of meditation, which in a way is like a tomb, in that we are turning our attention from the outer world. Because of the triumph over death of the risen one, we each may look confidently into the silence, the unknown, the changing circumstances of life. In the outer world, all forms, all experiences, even our own bodies, are temporary. But the spiritual principles behind all things are eternal. They triumph over all the world's continuing march of change. I invite you to call to your mind's eye an experience, a fear, a doubt, a troubling mood. And like Mary with your love, seek the essential intention of your life. You may consider a relationship that ended, a career that is over, a favorite sport your body can no longer perform. Deep within, you can find the core principle or spiritual idea that energized and enlivened what you loved in your past experience. That love of relationship, that desire to do meaningful work, that joy and vitality you found in sport, is a spiritual intention that can rise again. You can call it forth, but it will always rise in a new form, as a new opportunity, a new relationship. Like Mary, you also will have your thrilling moment of recognition that what you thought had passed away has arisen again. You have found your intention, your desire, your hope, reborn in a new form, a new opportunity, a new relationship. For that is the promise of life, demonstrated in the very fact of the risen Christ. So for a moment in the silence, speak to your soul. Call it forth into the light and life and renewal that is the eternal promise.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South, in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That's so-